This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and our next story is about an issue that, as a country, we're pretty uncomfortable talking about. Every year, more than 40,000 Americans die by suicide. That makes for 60% of all of the gun deaths in the country. It's a public health problem, a major one. The government agency funding research on this issue, the National Institute of Mental Health, lost its longtime director to Google last fall, Tom Insel, and when he left, he said his top regret was that he didn't do more to decrease the number of suicide deaths in the U.S. In fact, that number has been steadily rising since 2005. Reporter Audrey Quinn takes a look at who's most at risk.
Dr. Rich Mahogany's therapy office would fit well in a hunting lodge. Dark wood desk, dark paneled walls with a moose head, a dartboard, old books, old lamps. He looks just like Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec.
Did you know that men have feelings, too? No, not just the hippies. All of us. Hello, I'm Dr. Rich Mahogany. Welcome to Man Therapy.
He's got a whole series of videos on YouTube, how to practice deep breathing.
Feel the breath travel down your gullet and into your belly.
How to relax by cooking.
I'm going to teach you how to make my world-famous guaco mahogany.
And practicing yoga. Okay, Mahogany regularly admits he's a fake doctor, played by an actor. But these videos aren't just sketches. They're part of a highly calculated campaign to reduce suicide in working-age men by using comedy as a way into talking about mental health.
The increase in the overall suicide rates has been driven primarily by the increase among working-age adults.
This is Alex Crosby. He's an epidemiologist at the Center for Disease Control, the CDC. The center has been particularly interested in the group of people Man Therapy addresses. When someone dies by suicide in the U.S., it gets noted on their death certificate. Suicides are coded as X and then a number depending on the method. For example, if a rifle was used, it's coded as X73. These codes go to the CDC, where they compile all the demographic data.
One of the things about suicide rates and suicides in the United States is the majority occur among males. About 80% of the suicides in the United States are among males.
So if you want to be purely rational about it, to have the most impact on the U.S. suicide rate, you target men 35 to 64. But so far, that hasn't really happened.
Most of the money in suicide prevention has gone to youth suicide prevention, and so we're glad to see that that's paying off.
Sally Spencer-Thomas heads the Carson J. Spencer Foundation.
Men in the middle years are not considered often a category that is needing extra resources. It's just been a population that hasn't been addressed in terms of their own mental health needs and their own mental health crises.
Her foundation tries to fill that gap. They're behind the Man Therapy campaign. It's based out of Colorado, but other states have co-opted it. There are Dr. Mahogany billboards, drink coasters at bars, signs above urinals, all kind of winking at stereotypes about masculinity and feelings. The Man Therapy website has a 5-minute quiz to assess your mental health, and it shares resources to help men help themselves. The foundation created Dr. Mahogany with the help of an ad agency and focus groups full of working-age men.
It's kind of like this subtle aha moment for men going, of course I have feelings. Why am I trying to deny that I'm having feelings? And he just really walks men through this process of acknowledging that the stereotypes are actually getting in their way.
Yeah, making jokes about mental illness seems like kind of a huge risk.
It is a huge risk. It really is. And yet, this is what the guys said would work. So we thought we would give it a go, that they would know what would work for them better than most of us.
Spencer Thomas heads the Workplace Task Force at the National Action Alliance for Suicide Prevention. They're trying to also reach men by encouraging conversations around mental health at work. Companies with lots of male employees, like Union Pacific Railroad, the NFL, Facebook, they're all on board too.
I really think that if my brother had other kind of peer men who said, of course, I've had similar struggles. Let me hear yours. I'm here for you. It would have made a huge difference.
Spencer Thomas's brother Carson died by suicide in 2004. He'd been a super successful businessman, had felt really ashamed about having a mental illness. She says she's seen in her work that men dealing with emotional issues can really benefit from seeing other men deal with tough stuff and make it through. Jane Pearson heads the Suicide Research Group at the National Institute of Mental Health.
we thought just treating mental disorders would, you know, take care of suicide, but it hasn't.
Yeah, because when I first started looking at the numbers that the death rates from suicide are higher than from breast cancer, it kind of made me wonder, like, what gives?
Right. And I think for a lot of cancers, there's registries set up, there's larger systems that will be more systematic in testing different treatment approaches. We are just beginning to look at those different types of interventions within suicide.
Pearson says it's only been within the past 10 years that researchers have really studied suicide as a thing in its own right, not just as an outcome of mental illness. And if there's one thing the data shows us, it's that suicide can be prevented with therapy and outreach campaigns. But numbers also show that taking away popular means of suicide can prevent a lot of deaths. And when you're talking about means of suicide in American men, you're largely talking about guns. They're the number one method.
People often argue, won't somebody just use a different method? But when people are suicidal, they have this particular plan that's part of their constricted thinking about their one solution. And if you can actually delay that or distract them, the plan doesn't go through. You have an opportunity to intervene.
That's encouragingly simple.
It seems simple, but it's also sometimes takes a pretty big community effort.
Researchers say this doesn't have to be about getting rid of guns altogether. It could just be that when a gun owner is having a tough time, getting their friend or family member to just be aware of how deadly that gun in their home could be. Alex Crosby at the CDC says what we definitely need to fight suicide is more data. They're working right now on something called the National Violent Death Reporting Project. For suicides, it notes things like whether the person had attempted before, substance abuse history, whether they'd been getting treatment for mental illness. The hope is it will lead to better prevention efforts. The program's in 32 states so far, but they're working to take it national. The CDC is also funding a study to figure out just how well the Man Therapy program really works.
As you can see, my office isn't that of your typical stereotypical shrink.
Results from that study will be out in 5 years. For The Pulse, I'm Audrey Quinn.